Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 26th, 2014 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. Of course, the number one topic today was still shell shock, the bash vulnerability that is still haunting many Linux systems because the first patch was incomplete, as we mentioned yesterday. Now, there are a couple new developments today. First of all, patches for the second part of the vulnerability are hitting the download servers now. I just saw one for Ubuntu come through, and at least it appears to fix the proof of concept exploit that was posted. Let's hope that this is all of it and that there are no other ways lurking how this basic problem could be exploited. As I mentioned yesterday, this is a fundamentally hard problem to separate code and data. So there is certainly a chance here that there are similar exploits still waiting to be discovered. As far as exploits go, plenty of exploits were published today to take advantage of this vulnerability. Many different Metasploit modules, for example, most targeting the web-based exploit scenario. However, there have also been a couple of interesting exploits that target DHCP. DHCP clients will pick up data from DHCP servers and assign it to environment variable to then launch scripts that will configure the network interface. In this case, it is certainly possible to exploit this vulnerability if these scripts use bash, which they do frequently on Linux systems. Exploitability is not quite as trivial as in the web-based scenario. You first need to set up a DHCP server. You need to supply it with the respective malicious values. And then, of course, DHCP itself is not routed, so this would more a local attack. But, for example, in the coffee shop scenario, this could certainly affect users. Now, one exploit scenario I talked about yesterday, embedded devices actually may not be as bad as originally thought because most of these embedded devices do run BusyBox, not bash. So in this case, these devices are not exploitable. Overall, we tried to keep our FAQ up to date. I also published a little 15-minute briefing about this vulnerability. Maybe I'll get around to update that later with a couple of demos and such. But this is still a very dynamic situation, so don't lean back and believe you are patched. I do believe there's more going to come, and we probably are going to see a couple more creative exploit scenarios that we haven't thought about yet. But bash isn't our only concern today. There's also a critical update from Mozilla for its network security services libraries. That's the library that's included in Firefox and Thunderbird and is responsible for SSL. Due to the problem in how this library parses ASN.1 values, it is possible for a forged RSA certificate to be undetected, so the user would not be confronted with a warning if they're connecting to a malicious site. This is not a totally new attack. The basic principle behind this attack was first described by Daniel Bleitenbacher in 2006. If you're running Firefox or Thunderbird, there is a patch available for you. Google Chrome and Chrome OS may also use the NSS library, and there should be a patch available for both already. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.